Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We got a disturbing report here within the hour out of the state capitol, learning about an alleged plot to attack the New York State Capitol building in Albany. The FBI has a 35-year-old woman in custody.
The FBI says Jessica Bowie pledged allegiance to ISIS and began plotting to set off explosives to, quote, destroy as much of the Capitol as possible. But they say she began unknowingly communicating with FBI informants a few weeks ago, just as she began surveilling the Capitol and buying bomb materials. According to the FBI, Bowie at one point remarked that she, quote, went from a little girl waving an American flag after 9/11 to now having stickers of the falling towers. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
Oh my goodness. Governor Hochul just released a statement pointing to a rise in political violence and threats against public officials. She thanked the FBI and state police for their work, said there's no immediate threat at this time. Back here, a teenager facing charges tonight in Queens, accused of a series of chain snatchings. Prosecutors say the 16-year-old boy struck three times, always targeting women. He allegedly grabbed jewelry right off the victim's necks. In three incidents from earlier this summer, in two of the cases, cops say the victims were left with substantial pain, you know, from all the pulling on that chain. The teen turned himself in last week. The charges include multiple counts of robbery, assault, and grand larceny. Faces up to 10 years in prison if he is convicted. Just threw his life away. What are you doing? An apparent drag race in Upper Manhattan led to a bad crash earlier today, injuring three people.
This was the moment a Corvette scene drag race had crashed into a Mercedes-Benz. You can still see tire marks on the street, and witnesses say this was happening for blocks on end before the crash.
A BMW hit the parked cars, and he ended up over here. I said, oh, those were the same guys. So,
yeah, I was about a block down, parked. He went past me, probably like 70, 80 miles an hour.
Police tell us the driver of this Corvette, a passenger, and a pedestrian all are in the hospital, and this happened on West 204th Street and Sherman Avenue. The multiple vehicles involved in this crash mangled with broken glass and pieces of cars and even a moped scattered all across the street. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
In other news, the Manhattan DA's office stepping up efforts now to protect workers' rights. It's partnering with the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection to combat wage theft, tenant harassment, fraud, targeting immigrants. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says he'll be working alongside the city agency on investigations and enforcement, sharing data and strategies to more effectively crack down on illegal practices which are hurting workers, tenants, as well as immigrants. Well, after a couple of dog attacks in one Long Island neighborhood, residents say, you know what, enough of this. They want their neighbor's pit bulls taken away.
I'm completely torn up.
This man in Dix Hills points to all the bite marks and bruises on his body after he says two pit bulls not only attacked him, but his wife. He says they run wild in the neighborhood.
We went to the hospital. We had to go see a surgeon, plastic surgeon.
Neighbors say a teenager was also attacked. One man says he's afraid to let his four kids outside to play. The victim says they're going to court to try and remove the dogs from the home.
I turned to my left and they came running at me.
No one came to the door at the house where the pit bulls live. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police on the hunt for two men, meantime, tied to the deadly shooting of a teenager last night in Brooklyn.
Two men wearing surgical masks seen running off of Newlands Avenue to Bradford Street after the shooting, where 17-year-old Amir Jordan was shot once in the head and killed inside this restaurant. Nolan Robinson lives right across the street, angry about the latest teen violence here in New York City.
I think the violence needs to stop. You know, it's heartrending for a teenager, you know, lose their life. I mean, it's tragic. Man, we got to stop the killing on the innocents, man.
They were also told a 35-year-old man had to be hospitalized after his arm was cut by shattered glass as people fled during the melee. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, East New York, Brooklyn.
Well, don't look now, but we got a G-train trouble ahead. It happens each time. The MTA does some work on that line, and this time is no different. And in fact, has brought out protesters, including business owners.
Perry Silka owns the Wondermart Handcraft Shop in Greenpoint. She surveyed 50 local businesses after four rounds of G-Train shutdowns.
Average sales fell 20%, and a third of us lost more than 26% in a single weekend.
They're asking the MTA to reschedule three weekend shutdowns in December. Janine Sopp of the pottery shop Clay Space says this will impact the annual holiday market.
Those numbers will drop. People will not come out in December if the train is shut down. They simply won't make it out here.
They'd like the MTA to move the maintenance plan to January. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, we've reached out to the MTA for comment. Okay, so Kyle put this heartbreaker of a story in the show from the Upper East Side. And it is heartbreaking because we had a group of babies, preschoolers, who planted a little garden, which started to show a little, you know, progress. They were all excited. Some, corn, I think it was. And their little eyes were just starting to light up. But wouldn't you know it, some no-good meanie went through there and destroyed the garden. Mary Lynn Buckley went out there to check.
Police are searching for a man wanted for tearing down plants on the Upper East Side, outside of Mis Amiguitos.
What a difficult video to watch.
Malika Bolero, the CEO here, tells us 7 feet corn was torn out of the ground and planted by toddlers at her.
I couldn't bear to show it to the kids.
The suspect was seen on camera pulling up on a city bike and then ripping out the corn, tossing it in the trash. He also was seen on camera tearing up plants at another nearby business.
It's not right. I mean, this is not going to stop us.
As we were there, members from the Parks Department also showed up and say they are going to try to expedite the process to possibly get this city to plant a tree here. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Ooh, I hope they find his butt, send him to jail, and make him shuck corn for the whole prison till his hands fall off. Those babies so disappointed. Up in the Bronx, 3 men facing charges in a massive 201-count indictment alleging an organized operation where they were stealing cars and car parts. Prosecutors say the trio scouted out the locations ahead of time and pulled off each theft in under a minute. Ooh, what is this, a pit crew or what? Anyway, they allegedly struck about 50 times, breaking door locks or windows and stealing cars, airbags, and sensors. Prosecutors say the stolen property was worth over $110,000. They also left about $115,000 worth of damage. 2 of the suspects arrested. Police are still looking for a third. So, guy, if you're listening, they're looking for you. An update now on that terrible boat incident earlier this month. A pilot of the speedboat, which capsized during a Statue of Liberty tour, killing a mom and her infant. Yeah, he's been detained by ICE now, we see. Immigration authorities say Manuel Umana came to the country illegally after lying to a border officer at a crossing down in Texas in 2007. Claiming to be a U.S. citizen when he arrived. He's originally from El Salvador, they say. He's being held at an ICE facility in Elizabeth, and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said he will eventually be deported.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.